Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyoncé.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Y'all know how I'm a prankster, right? You know how people like, I'm a prankster. When I was growing up, my father pranked us. My brother and I, he told us that the hot peppers at the pizza place were crushed up peanuts. So I grew up with pranking people.
You did.
And I grew up with playing jokes and pranks on people. This is not a prank.
This, not a prank.
What Bilal is doing is not a prank. This is like a deep thoughts by Jack Handy saying, my kids wanted to go to Disneyland, and so I took them to an old burned down warehouse and said, oh no, what happened? Disneyland burned down.
And my kids cried.
And they cried and cried, but I still thought it was pretty funny.
This is some Jack Handy deep thought shit.
This is number one. Not is it crazily manipulative. It's also mean as fuck.
And this is 90 Day Fiancé, everybody.
this is season 9.
This is what you do for people you love.
My mouth dropped open.
Season 9, episode 1. Our part 1, because we split it up.
The ketchup to my mustard.
Ketchup to my mustard.
I would like to point out that to me, yes, you see the condiments of ketchup and mustard going together at tables.
Yes.
They are very fundamentally different.
I don't know. I don't like the mixing of
me
them.
Me either.
And I'm not talking about Jabri. I'm not a metaphor. It's just like a ketchup with a burger with ketchup and mustard.
No, mm-mm. No.
Ketchup and mayonnaise? Sure.
$1,000 dressing, or that's what
some people
call it.
Do mustard and mayonnaise. I don't.
I do.
But you could do that. I get it. But ketchup and mustard, I'm not a fan.
No. Things don't go together like ketchup and mustard.
They don't go for me.
It's not peanut butter and chocolate.
That's delicious.
I agree. But I think he was referring to their clothes.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway. I had to point out that because that him taking a last seen in or a rapist van to pick her up at the airport.
It did look like the van from 6 Feet Under.
And
that he got what's his name got stolen.
And his sister's like, ooh.
Y'all, his sister knows what's up, but even she's trying to be supportive, but she's like, we're gonna talk about
I'm
it. There's lots to
I'm
talk
a little
about.
Still upset she did not say something. Any woman knows that this is a bad idea.
Yeah, but I think Bilal has a history of doing what he wants.
Yeah, this guy gives me bad vibes. I mean, everything about it.
His house freaks me out.
Well,
we're going to talk about it.
We're talking about him first.
Thank you, Philly and Boston, by the way.
Thank you, Philly and Boston.
We just got back. We had a great time. A really good time, actually. I've got to say something. We have super fans.
We do.
And love it. Philly fans are fucking crazy.
They are.
They're
very aggressive.
They're aggressive. They're intense. I'm here for it. It was a lot. It was lovely. And
we had Michelle Bolero at the show.
We had Michelle. We had someone dressed up as Michelle motherfucking Bolero at our show, and it was incredible.
It was a man.
It was.
But
who made his Michelle Bolero costume?
I respect.
And on
mad
the back
respect.
It said, "It's for the kids." It was beautiful.
Y'all,
the detail,
never,
detail
never
work.
Underestimate the ingenuity of a homosexual.
Never.
Never.
Never. Never. Anyway, y'all, Pig Royalty, if you're not watching, it's very good. Also, we're still covering, I know it's been out for a hot minute. We're trying to get through the ultimatum as quickly as we can. It's just we've been doing live
shows.
We've been raw dogged by tourists. So, that is our goal, to work on that this week.
Hopefully we get it done this week or early next week.
Well, especially since the ultimatum's come out, and especially since Selling Sunset's
coming. Selling Sunset!
It's coming out this week, right?
The 22nd, yes.
So we're getting raw dog. Netflix is just saying, bend over, baby. Yeah.
I'm just really glad that one of our cringe tier shows hasn't announced it's coming back this week. But at least those are each week. And
yes.
Other big news, other premieres.
Binges are nice when we don't have other stuff to do.
Right. Other big premieres, Bling Empire was just announced.
Yep.
Bling Empire Season 2, May 13th. And
we announced that at Philly. We sang the theme song for the first time.
It was, and I had to look at my phone because I had not sung it in like 2 years.
2 years. 2 years.
Also, another premiere, Plathville Season 4. Plathville, y'all!
That was quick, y'all. There's going to be Moriah and Max.
His nudes are out there somewhere.
I want to see him.
Me too.
He cheated, apparently.
He did.
I used to follow him on Instagram.
I don't anymore.
But then he was like saying what a great governor of Florida is.
DeSantis
and I went,
is.
Bye. I'm not following your don't say gay governor. He can go fuck off.
Well, that is that is a problem. There's a whole other
spectrum.
List of problems
I know,
for him.
I know. But anyway, so, okay, now we told y'all, this is so us, we told y'all, we're announcing new tour dates on Monday. I went, tour dates.
Tour date! God, someone put in the Sissy Squad the other day about when you, I think it was Amy Kay, said, just listen to the Patreon episode of when Rodney and Desiree are in there with Dr. Jazz.
Oh, yeah.
That was like Camelot.
It was great.
That season of that show for us, there was so much fodder to talk about.
Great.
It was so, like, ridiculous.
It was wonderful.
Dr. Jazz.
It was,
I miss Mary Millions.
I needed to
Thanks,
come back.
Bill.
Y'all, I need someone who can get deep information about that show. I've emailed casting and everything.
None of the cast knows. Noni didn't know.
No, Noni doesn't know. So,
anyway. Noni doesn't know.
Noni doesn't know. That sounds like a children's
book.
Noni doesn't know.
What do you mean to read to you, honey? Do you want to listen to Noni Doesn't Know?
Yes.
That's about a girl at school who doesn't know the answer to things.
And that's okay.
And that's okay.
It's okay to be curious and learn on your own. It doesn't mean you're not smart. And little Billy said the answer was 5. Little Susie said the answer was 6.
And little Poodle raised his hand and said, I know the answer. Call on me.
But instead, Noni didn't know. And that's okay.
Y'all, I had to be told by a teacher not to raise my hand but every time I knew an answer. It was bad.
It was bad.
And she actually said, it's okay to know the answer, but you don't have to answer every time. It's okay to know the answer and not say anything.
Yeah, your mother didn't raise you that way.
No, in a classroom setting is different in dealing with other children. No. I had to learn to deal with other children.
Well, yeah.
But because I had family, but it was in a different school. Was weird because it was all achievement based. That was something I was good at, so I wanted to show people how much I learned.
Mm-hmm.
And I still try to do that.
Usually in the bedroom.
Oh yes.
Oh yes.
Oh yes. I have so much to teach.
So much to teach.
So many lessons.
So much
to impart.
To impart. So anyway,
sexually speaking,
we're not ready with those dates yet. We're still waiting for some theaters to confirm and get back to us. So we will announce that as soon as we possibly
can. It's a lot of jerking off different venues to get things.
Well, and then she comes back. She's like, this theater confirmed. And Jake says, I slept with that artistic director. Then we have to get a new theater. It's a whole process.
And I'm like, ooh, I'm not allowed in that state.
Yeah.
We can't go there.
Can't go to Rhode Island that month. No. Anyway, we're excited to announce them. They're going to be happening.
Statute of limitations runs out in 2023.
It does.
Maybe.
So, new season of 90 Day Fiancé.
Let's get to it.
That's it. I have some overall thoughts. And I'm hopeful, so I don't mean this to be a downer, but... No, because I'm very excited about the season, and I was excited about the trailer. We watched it at the Philly show. Everybody was like reacting.
We did a really fun Philly show.
Yeah.
We did a top 10 and some honorable mentions about the nutso behavior that was season
five
of Before the 90
Days. Patreon poll or comments today. We're going to do that now for every season because we loved it so much. Here's the deal, though. I watched this, and I went, I kind of felt like, Camelot is gone. Gone is the 90-day show of normal, weird people.
Completely.
Now it's just reality stars wanting to be on TV. And it...
Jabri.
No, not just to Jabri. Bilal. Jabri. All of them.
Oh,
all
you
of
think
them.
Bilal is a wannabe reality star?
Yes. All of
Even
them.
Even Emily?
Emily's the only one
who's
not. But three...
Kara is.
Yes, three out of four couples.
Yep.
And we don't know who yet we're seeing next week. So already...
I don't think the woman Annette is... She's
probably
an older woman.
And so I'm hoping it was just this episode, but it's just...
It did flow. It was influencer heavy. You're right.
It is hard for me to really care about influencer because with a lot of the Bilal and Shida storyline, I just kept writing Fraudacity. I felt like a lot of this was created... For a camera. We'll be interested to see what happens when she gets there.
As we're going through it, because I think she's an influencer as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just, it's hard.
You mean you miss the days
just
when
gone
they
are
weren't
the
influencers.
Days, gone are the days of
Muhammad,
Danielle, Paul, Evelyn. People who are amazing television and don't even know they're amazing television.
Yeah.
Whereas, Jabri knows he's entertaining because he's in a fucking band.
Yeah.
And so it's just...
Look, we have no more Larissas.
No.
Unintentionally. You're right. Camelot is gone in a lot of ways.
I felt like that for this season. And I just went, damn, that's just... And I kind of blame social media.
Yeah.
Because people want to promote... I mean, now we're actively talking about social media. And Jabri even says... That I forgot who he's.
They're talking. The mom is talking about how she looks on his
talking
Instagram.
About persona, and I'm like, you're not fucking famous. You don't have a persona.
I will say
Madonna has a persona.
That segment, their segment, Jabri and Viona's segment, I found the most grating because it is the height of. On a couple of ways, it hits all of the right notes of Instagram culture. The fact that he's going to marry a Kardashian, and he wants to be he keeps saying, "I just need one hit," and I'm like, "Honey, you need a lot more than that.
You need a lot more than that." And it's just, it's very different than Yamir, who was in a boy band as well. But that's who came. Who was searching for fame, but it was just in a more authentic way.
It was a very earnest way.
And he really loved her. It makes you question, are some of these couples actually in love with one another? Or is this just you're a Kardashian. I want to marry Kardashian so that way my Instagram looks like. Yeah.
We're not saying she's an actual Kardashian.
No, but
we're
saying she clearly wants to be one.
She's a Kylie Jenner lookalike.
Yes. And yeah. so she clearly wants to be that, and he clearly wants to be married to that.
Yep. And she's not a Kylie Jenner lookalike like she was born that way, y'all. This person has done lots of fillers, lots of alterations to her looks to be this person.
Yeah. So it's – anyway, that's just – I'm much more hopeful. I'm more interested.
I'm interested in Annette, the older woman, and Muhammad, the younger guy.
I'm interested in them. I'm actually way more interested than I thought in Emily's storyline. And in a way, in some parts of it moved.
What parts?
Well, because no, because there's a child involved now, and
possibly
this kid is knocking on one of the cutest babies in 90 Day Fiance. That bit, Coben.
I think here the problem is, I'm glad they put it there because I just kept hearing my baby COVID, my baby COVID.
There was a lot of people who thought this baby's name COVID. Was COVID.
COVID. Can you go watch COVID? Yeah, we can't come tonight because of COVID.
COVID. Oh, you got sick?
Oh, yeah. Well,
you're sick?
We were hanging out with COVID a lot.
Oh,
no.
You got sick? What?
No, my baby, COVID. COVID.
Your COVID. Baby sick with COVID?
No, my baby, COVID. COVID.
Oh. You had a COVID baby?
No, my baby's name is COVID.
Oh, so your baby's name Corona. It's the new version of Who's On First.
And they drop, because it's Kansas, they kind of drop the second syllable.
They do.
So all you hear is, I can't wait till Kobe can meet here and meet COVID. Sounds like, I can't imagine they did not see this coming.
Yeah. No.
It feels like a big thing to ignore.
Yes.
I'm shocked. In fact, I just know we're gonna have little boys named COVID. I just know it.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Just like those asteroid, women. Come take us now.
Take us now. Well, you know, we had one sissy said, you know,
the naming committee, that is punishable by death.
Well,
naming a child COVID.
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe it's after him. Whatever. Anyway, we'll get to them. But let's talk about Bilal and
Shida.
It's Bilal and Shida. Yes. He's 42. She's 37. We're going to get to her.
Kansas City Mo. She's from Trinidad and Tobago.
Everything is white in my house in Kansas City.
Y'all, you know how I feel about an all-white house.
This is an all-white house, and I'm bothered by it.
Well, and it's not just all-white. Every little detail that's not white is a shade of white or silver.
Yes, silver or gray.
And
it's just the most basic Sandra Lee boring house.
It's awful.
If you know Sandra Lee's cooking show, you know what I'm
talking
about.
Blown out.
It's just like, it's not even Wayfair. It's Home Goods.
But it's not even that. There's zero taste involved.
It's not.
It's like you buy the display model for everything.
Yes, it almost
felt like a whole house furnished by display models.
You know what it almost felt like? I mean,
that chess set made me want to throw it on the floor.
You know, because he does real estate and investing. And I know some people that do real estate.
Model home.
They never get attached to their home. They kind of move into a home
until
they know they're going to sell it one day. So I feel like he's just like, I'll move into this house. I'll pay the rent on it now. Then one day I'll sell it when the market's good. And then I'll move into another home and then sell that.
And it's all about not
it's part of their business plan.
Not choosing a decor that's right for you. A decor that is in the middle of the road. A decor that you think that people think you should have.
Yes, because
to move
there's
into
not
it.
One picture of his children. We would not know he had children had he not said them, and then they went out on a boat. But think about it.
Y'all.
No pictures of this.
This storyline has
it
more.
It just feels for audacity.
More. See, I think this person's just actually this disturbed. I think there's more red flags in this first episode for this person. We're going to go through them.
Yeah.
So y'all, there.
He grew up. Y'all, he calls himself Hood Bougie, meaning he grew up in the hood, but now he is successful.
Yep.
He likes nice things now. He's bougie now.
And it's this weird confluence of ideas that he's talking about. It's like, you know, I'm high maintenance. I like nice. Instead of water, I drink sparkling water. Honey, everyone does. I think he said I drank sparkling water in the 80s. That would be different.
I mean, some people say hood bougie. I would say hood basic.
Yeah.
Like everybody loves a bubbly.
Well, and then there's the other thing. Well, I'm mildly sort of OCD. And then the term OCD is used as a punchline for the rest of the segment.
Which made me go, are you like diagnosable OCD? Are you just one
She's
of those people?
She's just meticulous and controlling.
Or are you just a type A person who says you're OCD as an excuse?
Yeah, controlling, y'all, the control that this person has, not just on the narrative, even when he's talking to his kids, feels really, really uncomfortable.
Some of it, yeah. Some of the conversation stuff he said with his kids I thought was great. It was just 3 days before she was coming.
That's
so
what
that
I, but
felt
that,
weird.
That's the, what I'm saying.
That felt weird.
Everything, because he didn't, if he tells them right away on camera, he can control how the kids are going to react.
It was just, that was weird.
I think
to
that
me.
Was intentional.
So y'all, he was born Muslim, and that's a big part of his faith. It's a big
yeah.
part. This is going to
definitely
come up.
I think that besides Avery from me and Omar, which that was a surprising conversion.
Yes.
I think with this is the first American Muslim we've had. I
at least what we've seen. We haven't seen all season, so we're only in season 5 on our Patreon, which by the way is not coming out this week because We've got
Raw
Dogs Solid set to watch. So
next week, we promise.
The classless,
we're at home now.
We're at home
y'all,
now.
It's hard on the road.
Classless will come out next week, y'all. But that's okay. Y'all getting a ton of shit this week. So, yes, he's a real estate investor. He's showing his house to this
agent and investor.
Agent and investor.
Got a lot
him.
Of slashes.
Yes. But great. Good for him. He's showing this house to his ex-wife. Fraudacity. I just feel like
this is ridiculous.
It is just because she says, like, well, this house is 45 minutes away from you. And I'm like, you would never do that. It just, whatever. I just wish they would have. I get it. Producer said, how do we show that you're a realtor and we need you to have a conversation with your ex-wife?
Yeah.
I'm like, couldn't we have just gone to dinner with her? But whatever.
I think this is that's small level of fraudacity, though.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of this with the moving of the chess pieces and anything like that, y'all, this is major, major red flag stuff. This is, it feels uncomfortable.
Like OCD is when someone can't go to bed at night because
it's
they
anxiety.
Because they keep going up to turn the oven off and they can't sleep because they keep thinking about the oven and they're in a bed sleep deprived, crying.
That's an example.
OCD.
But it could also be OCD about
driving.
But I'm
saying, I don't think that's him.
I think he's just a control freak.
Yeah.
And super meticulous. As he says, it's good to be detail oriented.
Yes. I think out of all the relationships, this is the one to me that's DOA.
Well, it's just that,
at least
from
that
what
we've seen,
this poor woman is going to get a rude awakening.
Oh, poor Shida.
And if she comes back from, we're going to talk about what happens near the end of the episode, which is when I went, this is the feeling that I have a very foreboding feeling about this. It's like trying to think if there was, what couple did I feel like that was last season?
Mark and Nikki, you felt that.
Well, yeah, from episode 1.
Who is now, y'all, Mark and Nikki got divorced. We talked about something, but we never talked about this on the free show, y'all. They got divorced. Nikki is somewhere out there. Someone find her.
Well, he filed for divorce.
He did.
Yeah.
Someone find Nikki and let us know she's okay.
So, y'all, they have 2 kids together, 16 and 13. They're trying to co-parent.
His ex-wife is, what's her name?
Shahida.
So he's, he even talks about
it. And the first time I had a problem with even him dating someone who was so close to my wife's name.
But so
not as interesting as he thinks
no,
it is.
They got divorced 7 years ago. They were married for 10. They have kids 13 and 10. So, and they're friends.
They were divorced. He got divorced 7 years ago.
Yeah.
So all I can think of is, how set in your ways have you become in 7 years?
Probably very, I would say.
Yeah.
Very.
So
there's also, there's more, and maybe we won't know. There's more, I feel like, that's happened. The sister's reaction, and so emotional. I was like, what went down? Because the way that Bilal describes the divorce and everything was like, yeah, we got divorced, but it was fine. We're good friends now. Everything worked out. I mean, he said there was a little bit of, but
the ex-wife calls him, you know, you're crazy. The ex-wife straight up calls him crazy.
And he's like, but good crazy, right? Crazy's good sometimes.
She's like, yeah, that's what I said. What did I say? And anyway, the ex-wife is so, so happy she's not with him anymore.
No. Oh,
you can just see the joy on her face.
Shahida's like, thank you, Lord.
As she hears him talk about it, and she just goes,
thank you, thank you. And so he went. So he talks about how they wanted more love in his life.
They met on they had mutual friends, and he noticed her.
She slid into him his. She slid into his DMs.
Yeah, and he says, "I love that." She's like, "I love that she has a will to want more in life because she's a yoga instructor.
She's an entrepreneur as well." So. Again,
an influencer.
Influencer relationship. That's what he likes about her.
You're exactly right. That is there is at least two, and Kara's probably one too.
No, it's three. Kara's three. Did you not see the picture she had?
Yeah,
that's
an
influencer.
It just feels like
she was a vagabond.
Could not find. No, like, what did Jesse call himself? A luxury
that was Kara.
What was that? What is a luxury travel? A luxury something
travel, but that's something. What's Kara. Yeah, it's Jesse.
But it does feel you're just searching for authenticity. A little bit.
And you're like, oh.
Well, we've still got Ari and Beanie, y'all.
We do,
and that's gonna be some good hate watching.
And agree, I think next week's episode is actually gonna be more. Yep.
And we have the meathead from Texas. Who's with the Brazilian girl?
Yeah.
Who I'm praying is crazy.
Oh.
It's like Larissa crazy.
Did you not see this season on 90 Day? Did you watch that? Oh, this season on 90 Day Fiancé, they're standing in front of like a marriage chapel in Vegas. And she's like, let's get married now. And he's like, no, I don't want to do this. I don't want to get married like I would to a stripper.
Oh!
And she's like, no. And she literally jumps in his arms and says, carry me to marry. And he says, no. So it's going to be great.
Yes. What I need.
It's going to be great. So
I need to laugh at these clowns.
Because the problem is that goes about this. People that are influencers, y'all, you know how we talked about, this is already going to be a long episode, but you know how we talked about on the show how the Dolly Parton trifecta, like Kenny Rogers said, that people have these three parts of themselves, and our goal is to get those three parts of ourselves together. But influencers like this, that never comes together.
No.
Because there's always the person they are, the person people see them as, and then the person who they really think they are. The problem is, they're always more concerned with how people see
perceive
them. That's the top priority.
Yeah,
as they're doing this show, they're always self-editing.
And
how does this
and
look?
And Jabri even says, no, that's just how she was on Instagram. You don't really know her. I wonder if we will ever know
And
Miona.
The thing is, y'all, we do know Fiona. Miona, sorry, I thought you said Fiona. I'll just follow you. I'm like a lap dog. But we do know Miona. It is what's on her social media.
That's her.
That is her. And so this idea that people go, oh, no, that's just a persona. You're not fucking famous yet.
Yeah.
So what you're putting on social media, y'all, is you.
Yep.
It's
so
you.
Just to clarify, you guys, he went to Trinidad and Tobago to go see her and proposed after 7 days.
After 7, because they knew each other, what, for like a year? It didn't say.
I was unclear.
We didn't watch that part.
And he keeps saying, she's so shy, blah, blah, blah. And they applied for the K-1 visa. Then COVID happens. He hasn't seen her in 2 years.
This is finally the post-COVID 90-day fiancé. Yeah. All of them have kind of acted like COVID's not happening. But these are the first ones to say,
because of COVID happening,
haven't seen each other. That's actually what makes me sad about Emily, is that that is sad to me that someone was about to come over and see the birth and see their child.
Yep.
And that he
had. No, that's
heartbreaking
to
me.
What was interesting is his tourist visa got denied.
Yes, but I mean, it was, because that was before COVID, right?
Yeah. And you wondered why. Now, I have no idea why that happened.
I don't either.
But
It was quickly went through. We went through that quickly. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's more common than we think for a tourist visa to be denied.
Come out of sissies.
But they already have. Seems like they already could say he's coming over for the birth of his child.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I guess someone, Fran, who works at the immigration job, is like, yeah, tell me something I haven't heard before, baby. Yeah, who cares? Denied.
That felt like pretty glossed over. Anyway. Because a tourist visa from a country that we are not actively
you would think
with
easy
sanctions
to get.
I don't think we have problems with Cameroon, but maybe we do.
Maybe that was in. Just think they were doing all this when you were in fucking China.
That's true.
We're trying to get you out there. So you were there when Emily was there, I bet.
I don't know. So we didn't go to Jian, though.
No.
Which is where they were. Which is, I think, far in the west, I think. I'm not sure. My Chinese geography isn't as good because I'm not there anymore. They've proposed and she said we've had a Muslim nikah, which is a religious ceremony, so that they're actually religiously married.
And but it makes kind of like Indy and Harry from Love After Lockup.
But I think this is actually based in a religion.
Yeah, where Indy and Harry's like, I talked to my psychic and we're spiritually married.
But this is an actual religious Islamic ceremony.
Yeah, it's not like that, y'all. This is
This is different.
Yeah.
But that's the first thing I thought of. Spiritually married. And
Carl's about to go, oh, Andy has that too, Carl.
And this is basically to make it easier so she can live with him.
Yes.
Because before that, it would be haram. They could not do that. And also to make it possible for them to have sex. So
that they skipped over that, but I thought, so you have had sex?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they have.
That's what I wanted to know.
No, they've already had the ceremony.
Yeah. So, okay. So y'all,
I'm sure they have. So the ex says, "Does she love you for you?" And because you drive a Mercedes. He's like, "Funny you mentioned that. Every time we've chatted, I go in front of a white wall." Now this is the height of basically, y'all. He is hiding everything about himself.
Yes. Yes.
The red flags are just, they're dropping everywhere.
Because he wants her to love him for him. Now, maybe his past, that's fine. But
this is not about his past.
I'm saying we don't know. We don't know. Because there hasn't been, he's friends with his ex-wife. I mean, it's like, where did he come up with this, that someone's going to marry him just for everything? Did his friends tell him this? That's what I felt like confused on his plot point of, where did this come from? Because you talk about this wonderful person who's guarded, but
I'll
now
tell you,
you're hiding all this.
I will tell you where it comes from. American hubris. We've seen this through 9 seasons.
Yeah, that's true.
Americans think people from other countries are poor and they just want to come over and get our money.
Whether you're Beth in Sandusky or Bilal in Kansas City.
Yeah. That's the one thing Americans have in common. They think other people in any other country, they don't have any money, so they want what's
mine.
And
that we have it better.
But this fucker takes it further. I'm laughing because I'm still in disbelief.
And his sister's like, but like she said on Facebook, you're like flexing and doing all that, meaning like showing what his worth is and all that. Because, y'all, he has to, if he's a real estate person, real estate investor. I haven't looked at his Instagram, but I guarantee you he's posting shit about how to make money.
Popping bottles.
How to make money through real estate and all that kind of stuff. That's his business. So
which is weird that she hasn't seen that Instagram.
But she slid into his DMs.
Yeah.
So she has seen it.
That's where the fraudacity comes in. I'm with you.
And so, yeah,
if she has seen it, and every time they chat, he's in like a white t-shirt against a white wall, like he's being
kidnapped. Love During Lockup or something. Yes.
And that's why she's like, I'm a little confused about the white wall because I've never seen your house. He's like, well, blah blah blah, I think that's fine.
The ex-wife asks if she's signing the prenup, and he's like,
here we go now. He does. He says this needs to be in place.
But he, has he talked to her about it?
No. Well, they haven't talked about anything.
And that's it. That's what we find out. There's a little thing, but there's not much. Just with his kids, he tells his kids that.
Well, let me just want to say this about the prenup. We've had this. We were talking about the prenup last season with Memphis. The prenup is when people say I've got to protect my kids. There is a completely something called an irrevocable trust that you can do for your kids.
No, that's what my father did.
People use their kids so they don't sound selfish. And I wish they would just.
I would have more respect if somebody said
I built this. I worked really hard. I don't want anyone to take it.
I built this. Yes. I wanted to keep it for me.
Me too.
Great.
But that's, y'all, if you ever hear someone say, I want you to send a prenup because my kids say, let's get an irrevocable trust. Just and they'll say, go, but. See what happens.
Because exactly, I know it because I just went, if my dad had still been married, his ex-wife would have gotten nothing because it all went to, well, she would have because they would have been married and happy, but they weren't.
Right.
But if they were, it all went to my brother and I.
It is such a lame excuse that we keep using and recycling over and over again in shows like this.
I agree.
So don't believe the prenup fraudacity, y'all.
No. It's, and by the way, talk to an attorney, but get a trust if you. That's the way to go.
So they're fishing, like you said, with the kids, and
he says, "Hey, she's coming in 3 days.
She's coming in 3 days." This and the kids. This is the part where it gets weird. This is where the kids want to have a reaction, but they're so worried about their dad's emotional state that the kids don't even have a reaction.
They don't have a reaction. I mean, the one good thing that. And not a lot of people say this on 90 Day Fiancé. Bilal says, she is not your mother. She is not going to be your mother.
That I said, thank you for saying that.
And that was great.
Unlike Lalu.
But I bring that out because, unlike Lalu. But because in the next scene, when he talks to Shida, he says, are you ready to be a mother? And I went,
well,
what?
And he's already starting to micromanage what the kids can call her. You know, come with a fun nickname, like something cool, but something fly.
Here's why I don't want to skip over that because I want to point out, why would you tell your kid she's not your mother, but then tell her, are you ready to be a mother, if you didn't want to use that to control her?
Yep.
Or to manipulate her in some way. It just...
No. It's all...
Why couldn't he say, hey... I talked to the kids. I told them that you're not their mother. You're their adult. You won't be a friend, but you're in a different role. Like, there's a much better way to say this.
This man is white knuckling
because she's
holding
nervous
on.
About it.
Oh yeah, she says
she
I'm
says,
so
I'm
nervous
about being a mother. This so calm her fears.
This man is white knuckling every element of his life, and he is going to suffocate this woman. With every and I'm like, run, Shida, run, because this is a mess.
And it's speaking of kids, and it goes to, he says she again. He's one of those guys where he doesn't talk about things,
nope,
and then ends up saying the woman's crazy.
Yep,
I guarantee you. I mark my words, y'all. He is going to call her a crazy woman by the end of the season because she brings up kids all the time, and he says. We'll talk about that later.
And he says...
We'll talk about it later.
And she says, I hope your kids... And the thing about it, what's interesting is the way she phrases it. This is so interesting. It really tweaked me. She says, I hope your kids are okay with having a younger sibling. She's already thinking about what
the kids
his
and the family
and how that adjustment
and
will
he's
be.
He's not thinking about.
He's not even going there.
No,
and he's like, well, we're going to talk about that later. And later on in a confessional, he says, she says, you're avoiding it. And he said, well, truly, having kids isn't 100% no, but it's not a yes. Run, honey. This is
then why are you getting
never
married?
Gonna have kids.
And to me, I go back, then why are you getting married? And I go, oh, because you want a hot Muslim Instagram wife to put on your social media and travel around the country while you go to real estate conferences.
She looks good in a headscarf.
Put on fucking TikTok.
Ding, ding, ding.
That's what it is. And you want to control that as well.
I'm telling you.
That's what
I look at. That's what it is. There, like the flags were everywhere. Just like flag on the play, flag
it's like
on the play.
Someone said that a teacher was showing 90 Day Fiancé to show red flags in
relationships. Totally understand
which
it.
Is brilliant. You need to show this one. I love it. She gave her kids red flags, and every time they saw something that was wrong, that was a relationship thing.
I believe it.
We should teach that more in schools.
Let's take a break. We will be back. This is y'all. This is a big. This was. We only had four stories. So this episode. So we will be right back with more Bilal and Shida.
Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcast.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and... the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too.
songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners, we know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
It's moving day. She's coming. Shida's on the way.
She's on the way, y'all. And so
Sister Nefertari is here.
Nefertari comes up
from Atlanta.
The voice of reason of this, of his life, to be honest, but also gave me clues.
She
of,
humors him too much, though.
I do think she humors
him
too much.
He's the youngest.
My favorite line is, he's like, I don't want to pry. She's like, you need to start prying. Like, even, but yes, let's get into this.
Let's figure out, y'all, of course there's Rose Petals because they sponsor
the
Naya
Rose
Beyonce.
Petals are back, y'all. They're back, y'all.
And
a Matt Sharp exclusive.
She's like, asks him, how's it going to be with another person in the same space? He's kind of like, and you can see. Yo,
is your OCD kicking in? Because the producers told me to mention your OCD.
Just you can say. Tell he hasn't thought that far ahead.
He hasn't.
It is so, it's so interesting. Like, that's this person. You're totally right. I didn't think about this until you brought it up. He is all appearances. It's all appearances. Yeah. It's all about how he looks in his ads.
He's very calculated.
Yeah.
He's a very, very smart man. I think he has very little emotional intelligence, oof, but he's a very smart man.
And so he says, that's when y'all, he does the old, throws out the chestnut of, well, the 90-day period is kind of like a trial. Drink every time he said, I'm going to give her a test or a trial. Because win this prize, y'all, it makes you kind of sick to your stomach.
Well, because we shouldn't, and this goes for friends, relationship. Y'all, if you're testing people that you love in your life, take a look at yourself.
Yep.
Because that's a really shitty thing to do to someone you love.
Amen.
I mean, I would never do that to my partner.
No. Ugh. Now, I do take them home to see if their dick is worthy.
That's true.
So.
Now, don't get me wrong. The Mar in me would want to test them because, as Aunt Peggy says, you give them a lot of lead on that rope and let them hang themselves.
Wow. But I just want to say there's a
But
big,
also Aunt Peggy's been divorced four
true.
Times.
There's a big so difference between testing someone or vetting someone and finding out a lot about them.
Yes.
And communicating with someone than doing what Bilal does
I can't even imagine this. But y'all, he says to her that the sister says she's 37. I'm a little worried that she hasn't been married. He's like, well, she was engaged twice and she broke it off both times.
Because come at us, sissies from Trinidad and Tobago, we're assuming that this could be a bad assumption on my part. So I'm just assuming, though, that culture is women that are, older. It would be a not as a common thing for a woman who's 37 to be single.
I assume that is the case.
Who is not only that age, but is that beautiful? Because she's like model gorgeous.
She's gorgeous.
She's work. She has her own career. So you kind of, I think this is a fair, normally if it was a woman like in the U.S., I would be like, kind of step off. Women can do whatever.
Right.
And she still could do whatever she wants. But it does make you go, what's going on?
Yeah. What happened on the way to heaven?
Yeah, because it's for a lot of people that
they're going to consider that an old maid.
Y'all think that we have pressure to marry in this country, but it is nothing like other countries.
37.
I mean, that's late 30s. I mean, I'm almost there.
And for Islam, you're not really, you need to have kids.
Well, Islam, you need to have kids and you need to have a husband.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's.
And anyway, so he said, I didn't want to pry. And the sister's like, you need to.
You need to start prying. And then she said, look, I just want her to act right. She better act right, but she starts to cry, and she says, and he's like, what? She's like, you've just been through so much. You've been through hell and back. And I went, that's not what we're seeing.
Well,
it's not that, but understand the discrepancy of the cultivated life
He's not showing anything privately.
There's no vulnerability.
And that's the weakness of this storyline, that 90 Day Fiancé only works if we realize the stakes are very high because the American is vulnerable enough.
Unless that is, they're going to lead into us showing that side of
maybe
him. But
I don't think someone
who pranks his fiancé like this, I don't think is going to get there. I don't think they're going to get there to a vulnerable place. And you didn't see this. You're going to freak out. But they said this season on 90 Day Fiancé, and they show them fighting in a car. She's fighting with him. He's driving. And he says, if you act like that or do that again, he said, I'm going to pull over and you're going to Uber all the way home. And then it shows him pulled over, just sitting on the side of the road. And he said, you thought I was lying, didn't you? It's scary. It's scary.
Oh, no.
You really need to watch that. It's scary.
Gross.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's when he talks.
Y'all, if you're watching the Intimate Portrait,
my stomach just fell through the floor.
If you're watching the Intimate Portrait, you're sitting right here. That's our video tier on our Patreon. We should say for people listening on the free feed, if you don't like our commercials, that's fine. You can subscribe to our $8 tier on Patreon or Supercast, and those are commercial free. Or if you want to watch the video of us doing this podcast, you can subscribe to the
And you with Cocker Spaniel hair today.
Yes.
And me with my blood vessel.
With you with your fucking Brambo boxer eye.
A blood vessel eye that I got when I was flying.
It's too.
Sorry, it's horrifying.
And also you can do our watch-alongs when we do classless. So we watch the episode before, and that's all on video as well.
So this is when we get to the prank part. It's hilarious.
Ha.
And by hilarious, I mean horrifying. So let me just set this up in a way. This woman is leaving everything. She's already scared because she knows this man has let her know very little about his private life.
Yeah. Yeah.
She has not seen his house.
No.
She has not seen where he lives. I'm sure he really curates what he tells her.
Oh.
It's very secret.
Oh. Again, he says this all the time. He says, we'll talk about the kids. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
Oh, what about this? We'll talk about it later.
And y'all, he's like, I'm just going to prank her. And
he doesn't know how much money. Like, they've never talked about finances or anything. So anyway, yeah.
And I assume she can't be bringing, I'm assuming,
she's not bringing a ton of financial assets to the marriage.
We don't know. He does say she makes her, that she's built a career, but we don't
right.
know.
But
I,
the way.
I hope she is.
The, true.
Oh.
But anyway, so he says, but in that way, why, if he knows that, why would he be worried?
Yeah, again, yes. And so he's doing this prank. I just wrote, no.
He's like, you know, I love to make people laugh. I don't think she's going to be laughing because, y'all, what's going to happen is he's got his, you know, last scene in blah, blah, blah van and his the white van, a work van that's all beat up. He is going to take her to his childhood home, which is in quite a state of disrepair.
It's in a disrepair. And it looks like just, you know, not an up-and-coming neighborhood, not
and
where he lives now.
This is not
a
joke.
Home.
This is not a joke where he's going to prank her and they're going to leave and then go to his nice house after.
Like, even it's, yeah, y'all, it's not they're going to show up. She says, what's this? He's like, this is our home. And she goes, what? And he says, I'm just kidding. I wanted you to show you my childhood home. And then we, I want you
which
to go
is
see
still
home.
Fucked up. Still
you know
fucked
what?
Up.
If he said, it is about, it's materialistic and fuck. But even if he said, I just wanted you to see where I grew up, but it is fucked up that this is the first, y'all, think about this. He is starting their new life on a joke.
I know. That's
he is
what
starting their new life on
a joke,
on a,
though.
But I mean, to even if he thought it was, even if it was a funny prank, it's not an appropriate time because you're starting something that's supposed to be the
yeah.
most meaningful, serious thing in your life on a prank.
This is a lie.
So, as Maya Angelou says, listen, are people? What is that she says?
When
people show you who they are,
believe them.
Believe them. He is showing her
so
who he is.
The house is falling apart, and he's like, you know, I'm going to try to wait until tell her all the time until tomorrow until we spend a night in this house. What a monster! I just can't imagine.
And he says, he said, the divorce was very hard on me, and I just needed to make sure she's in it for the right reasons.
Are you going
to
do, but that's not her fault.
I wrote, the job of your current love is to not fix the pain caused by your ex.
I was hard.
Y'all, take that to the bank. Yes.
Yeah, he's completely
someone
thinking
who himself. Loves you maybe will, if you're vulnerable about it, will want to speak to that. But it is not your current spouse's job to fix the pain of the people who fucked you over. It's not. That is your job.
This
your
is,
job to heal that pain.
This is going to
just
be
you.
This is going to be the story we watch through our fingers, I feel like,
oh.
this season. It's not good. Y'all, I think he's going to be, he's definitely the kind of scariest villain we've had in a while.
I just think, at least from everything that we've seen, famous last words, because we said this about, you know, Mike seemed nice, but she seems, Shida seems honestly just in it for
yeah.
the right reasons. Lovely,
yeah, we don't know
like,
enough.
But I mean, like yeah. what we see, it seems like she's it's no this. I don't think this is going to be a case of two gross people treating each other terribly, and
let's
we kind of watch it with popcorn. I think it's like you said, going to be
it's awful. Yo, let's move on to someplace a little bit wilder, Salina, Kansas.
Actually, I have a poem I'd like to read.
That's my horse thing. That's a terrible
Great,
horse
that's
sound.
That's a terrible horse sound. There once was a woohoo girl from Salina who met a hot underwear model in China. They banged in a shower, got pregnant in an hour, and now her dad is paying for it for the rest of his fucking life. There you go.
Y'all.
There you go.
It's a bang trip
it's
baby.
A bang trip baby. Who is one of the cutest
it's
babies
a cute baby.
In fucking 90
it's
Day
a cute
Fiance.
Baby.
That baby
unfortunately
is cute.
Named Coben.
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 Y'all, so Emily is from Salina. Yes.
She's 29.
Population of about 48,000 people. I looked it up. She's 29. Y'all, this is, it's just, I wrote.
She's a woohoo
she's
girl.
She's a woohoo girl. Y'all know the woohoo. She's a woohoo girl who went on a bang trip and
well,
got pregnant.
This
and
is would technically.
Have been, would have been Poodle in Europe if Poodle could get pregnant.
Yeah. Yeah. Life would be very different for me if I could get pregnant.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So I just want to say, she did say she wanted to travel and experience life.
Great.
But
I feel like I don't understand why there's a certain type, and people will say, well, it is the guy's thing to have condoms. Yes, it is. But damn, protect yourselves.
No, if I knew I was going on a bang trip, like as a gay man, if I was single, if I knew I was going to go fuck across Europe or China or wherever, I would get on PrEP.
Yeah.
I would like, you know, so I would just do that. I would, now, her body, her chemistry, maybe she can't take birth control pills. However.
Well, no, she said she was. That's what I'm saying.
However,
she
says later on, now that he's coming, she can take birth control. So.
And she doesn't seem too high on it either.
So, doesn't like
this
it.
Let me just say this. And this is what my first response from Emily is. This is someone who is who's sitting in the back seat of her life. And kind of letting her parents make her decisions for her.
She's a kid. And honestly, I think he's probably, y'all, he was an underwear model having fun in bars. I think they're both kids who are.
Unfortunately, he's a 34-year-old kid.
Yeah. And I think. They're both kids who now they have a baby, and it's kind of like, now what? And so that when she talks about it, she was always a wild child, and so she said she ended up
teaching English in China.
She taught English there for 2 months, and she said, I had 2.5 weeks left, and she met Kobe.
Yeah, who was an international underwear model.
So, and again, y'all,
she did mention, and I love black guys.
She did say that. And so,
Oh, Emily.
And so they hooked up the first night they met.
Yep.
And they had sex in the shower. She said.
And for 2 hours on the floor.
And for 2 hours. So she said, it was awesome.
Been there.
And we just didn't want to leave one another. So Tom wants to look at me. So they met 2.5 weeks before she left. However, she said they were engaged for 4 weeks.
I feel
weeks
like she probably stayed
so
longer.
I think she was there for like 2 months.
Yeah, I feel like timelines on this show are never fully explained.
Exactly.
Because I think they feel like it gets in the way of the fairy tale, but it just makes us go, what?
What? And so, yes, because I think they must have got pregnant in the shower because it was quick.
Well, either that or shortly
very
thereafter.
Yeah, and so they got pregnant very quick, and then so
he proposed.
He proposed. And they were engaged for 4 weeks before
they found out they was pregnant.
So they were engaged for 4 weeks before they even found out she was pregnant.
Yeah.
So they decided, which I'm like, well, that's great. At least you're not getting married for the baby. Like, y'all already wanted to get married and you've had this crazy love affair. So great. But she moved back to Salina to move with her parents. And
because this does happen. When you've been traveling, you guys know that there's not a worse time in your life to when you've been overseas for a long time to have a baby because you have nothing ready for you.
You have to
start over.
You have no money. The only money you have is because you're working and doing something right there. Like you're working very hard at like a ticket phone line somewhere, you know, and answering every call and not talking to guys.
And you're
at
not
all.
Making any commission.
Because you're just talking to guys. Because
you're just talking on your own little party line in Salzburg. Hey, Dietrich, what you doing?
That's Poodle.
I'm sorry. I haven't made any money today. I was talking to boys.
Wow.
Because long distance was so expensive. Sometimes I call my parents.
Wow.
I'll never have that again. Where now cell service is not. Because, y'all, I had an 800 number where you could reach me, and it was the best thing in the world.
You love not paying for things,
Oh,
too.
My God. If I can get something for free, y'all.
It's true.
It just makes me sexually excited.
It does. It
so,
does.
So.
It does.
This is interesting. But this is the time in your life to come back from an international location after you've been, and I guarantee you don't make a ton of money doing that.
No.
It's more to travel and have fun in your life. So basically this woman got, she's in her woohoo, let's have fun and travel, which, my free spirited phrase, which that's honestly great for her to have.
I probably would, we probably would have been friends with Emily. Like, yeah. I loved those type of people in my 20s.
I had that.
You were that person. I was too scared to do it.
Yeah.
So to watch her say that she's from an area that's close to me where I grew up and she went out and did all that, I'm right. like, good for you, y'all. And she's a dick pig. She went out and got that dick.
But
good
there's
for her.
But there's a real problem here because then slam on the brakes. You're not just married or engaged. You're also pregnant. And so the time before you need to get your life in order, there is no time.
There's no time. Which sometimes it can work. That happened to my brother and my sister-in-law.
Uh-huh.
They were in college.
But I'm saying it's stressful as fuck.
But it was very stressful. And the only reason it worked out is because they moved back and had the support of their families.
Yep.
So she has no other choice. You're right.
But I'm saying if there's another option, you want to take it.
Yes. Now, y'all, they met in China. We forgot to say Kobe is originally from where, Poodle?
Cameroon.
All of our sissies who said, I screamed out RuPaul saying Cameroon.
Cameroon.
We did too, and you're our people.
Bibi Zahara Benet.
Yeah. And so if you wonder why we're going to say that every time, then you need to watch season one of RuPaul's
season
Drag Race.
The original winner.
To me, the best, one of the best ones.
The first three were really good.
First three is a great weekend.
This
binge.
Season, they just had the reunion, y'all. And
I haven't watched that episode.
I must say, there's some funny queens and some good. Cornbread, the queen we met when we were Lindsay Ray's video.
She was on it, right?
Yeah. She bowed out early. Spoiler alert if you haven't watched it, because she had her ankle. Yeah. But she was on there being so good and shady, and I was like, God, I wish you'd been on longer, because you're the star.
She was great.
And
very nice. We met her.
Anyway, and so they are...
She's with their mom, taking care of some horses, and...
Just like one more thing. She said... You know, I've always wanted to be a mother. I told my teacher in second grade that I didn't need to learn math because I'm going to be a stay-at-home mom and care for my kids.
You know what?
It's good to have dreams.
Every single mom watching that went, do you know how hard it was for me to learn fucking new math with my kid and do this? Fuck you, Emily. That karma's going to bite her in the ass.
With that, it's one of those lines that I just went, oh, honey. Don't make up excuses for yourself.
I did tell Mrs. Word, my math teacher. I did tell
her. Word, her name was Word, and she taught math.
She did, y'all. I did tell her.
That is cosmically wrong.
I know. Her name was Miss Word. She taught algebra.
No!
But when she taught me algebra, it was algebra 2, and I hated it. And I said, listen, I'm never going to use this. I'm going to be an actor. I'm not going to need algebra. I was right. I use math, but I don't use algebra.
No, you use...
When have I used algebra?
Algebra, you use functions. Like, you to do... You know what? For all the numbers stuff, I use it.
It's all in a computer. I put in a Google Sheet. I never use algebra. Ever.
I use it to do some of our numbers and percentages.
I can do percentages. That's not algebra. That's just.
But if
like,
you're wondering about something, is this percent of, you have to solve the equation. That's algebra.
I'm telling you.
That's algebra.
I don't think you're right.
Sorry.
I think Miss Word was wrong when she took me to detention. Anyway, so she's talking.
Miss Word!
What I love is.
God, I hate how fucking crazy these are.
It's true. Anyway, I love how it's almost like an SNL sketch, how everybody in Emily's family is like, when they talk to her, like, yeah, but you fucked a lot of guys, Emily.
Yes!
They're just, everybody's like,
to one point, it's like, yeah, your track record's not
yeah,
good.
Your mom was like, yeah, and her sister's like,
yeah.
And even the dad's like, yeah, you're the wild child. Like, she's got the brand on her, y'all.
And then the dog goes, slut.
And again, y'all, we're not calling... Because I am...
No!
We are proud of Emily for getting that
pick. They're so hard on
because we are sluts too. Y'all, we're all sluts. See, that's fine.
I think it's less of being
but her
a slut,
family.
But I think what it, they just, I think she's, her picker's been off for a while.
Her picker's been
she
off.
She proudly says, I've now dated two men who are incarcerated.
Boo.
Yeah.
So
I've only dated one and he's out now.
Great. That makes me feel great. Depends on what his charge was.
He's in South Africa now.
He was in for drugs?
No, it was actually a trumped up thing with his work. He was framed.
Oh, God. Wow.
There's always a reason.
You'll believe anything from someone who you have sex with.
I actually asked a mutual friend because I didn't ask him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, okay, but this is
I wrote him letters. No, I didn't.
This is the part that, because y'all, say what you want to about Emily. Like, if you don't like her, if you do like her, actually, I do kind of like her. Like, she seems, I think the way she reacts to things, and she has a funny sense of humor. She makes me laugh. And she she is emotionally a child.
Yeah.
And so, but I'm not upset at her for that. But I feel like it does break my heart that they have this baby, and here's someone who they're almost in the process of getting him here in this country.
Right.
And his kid is 17 months old now.
Yeah, I haven't seen him.
Never met his kid. She's never been able, like, that is heartbreaking. And I think that's what's happened to so many people with COVID.
I want to give Emily some advice. When you're eating on camera, take small bites and if you have to eat on camera, even her parents are like
that's
cognizant.
It's your biggest fear.
Well, I don't know if you watched it. She literally, her mouth is small, and I think she has a big tongue. But to take a bite.
Yeah, because she talks like Drew Barrymore.
Wow. And I went, whoa.
Oh, that didn't bother me.
Like,
but
huge bite. Think of like, there was like meat and mashed potatoes. And she put it in her jaw like a chipmunk. While they were talking to her.
She did.
Eat smaller bites on television, Emily, please.
Poodle's biggest fear is eating on camera.
It is a big fear of mine.
It's you're very, yeah. I'm not aware of it. I'll just dig in.
Be cognizant, I'm saying.
So, but this is what Emily says. She's like, I'm not a partier anymore. And maybe I relate to it because this was, my sister-in-law was at a party, but maybe I witnessed how hard it was for, although yeah. This is the deal as I'm talking, my sister-in-law was 19. I keep thinking that Emily acts that age.
No. She's grown.
She's almost 30.
She's grown.
So like, the emotional maturity is not there.
I have very little sympathy. I get it.
I don't sympathy. I just think she's funny, if I'm honest.
What's going to happen is she's funny because she reacts to things. She's unintentionally funny.
She's like what normal 90 day is. It's a normal person who doesn't want to be a reality star who's funny to me.
She is the most...
of this episode.
She is the kind of most... In a normal mold of a 90-dayer.
And because of someone we can relate to of, we know, we all know people in our lives who are, went on bang trips young, yeah. Got pregnant, and then had to make the most of it.
Right.
Some make it through, some don't.
Yeah, I think she's got more of a traditional 90-day storyline.
Instead of your band goes to Serbia, and you meet someone in fucking Serbia.
And your band is called the Black Serbs.
Your Black Serbs.
It's just so on the nose.
It's a hat on a hat.
That storyline makes me angry. Y'all, we're going to talk about it in the next episode. We'll finish this one, but that storyline makes me angry. There's so many hat on a hat.
There are. So anyway, she says, oh, I'm not a party anymore. She's like, now I have to be a mom. And she's worried about because, y'all, we see the pictures. She does look very different. She's super fit.
Well, she had a baby.
And she had a baby. And so I'm not judging. I'm just saying she looks, she says,
right.
I was working out.
She had a mom
super,
bod, she says.
And so now she has a mom bod. She's worried about him finding her attractive. And again, you didn't see this, but and they showed on
I've seen that clip. Though.
Of him talking to her about breastfeeding.
No.
That's what I'm saying. You've got to watch that before you do part two.
I try not to because I don't want it to influence
But everybody
how I,
sees this season.
I guess.
So they see it. I don't watch spoilers, but they see
I
it.
I just wasn't.
No, you see him shaming her and telling her to stop breastfeeding.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And I'm
why?
Like, because he wants to be able to play with her boobs. He doesn't want her boobs to be milk things.
Okay.
Okay.
Which is probably a very different cultural thing, but I was just like,
yikes.
Yike, dude. You need to step.
Oh, my mother.
She's been raising your baby here for
Mother Poodle would be very upset.
I'm like,
she can breastfeed that baby as long as she wants to. It's a healthy baby.
I think if a woman is, you're granted, she's with her parents, but if she's raising her baby, because it does seem like Emily seems to be a good mom. If she's raising this baby by herself, you can shut the fuck up about her tits.
I usually say that if a baby says, "Mother, may I have some milk?" Maybe it's time to put away the titty.
Like my Uncle Andy. And you know what? He grew up a raging narcissist. My Aunt Peggy said she still remembers Uncle. She's like, I'll never forget my brother just looking at my mama and going, "Titty," and then going behind the door. And I heard.
And how old was he?
Like 9.
That's insane.
That's like,
some last emperor shit.
And you know, he was fucking mental. Like, he was, out of all my dad's side of the family, Uncle Andy was craziest.
And that's a high bar.
No, again, he's the one that ran for governor and had to leave the state.
We can't go through that again.
Because he had a gun and all this shit.
But I just want to say, there was one moment where my brother nursed till he was 2.5. And my mother's like, he stopped when he wanted to. Cool. It's fine.
That's, y'all, yep. We're not here.
No.
We're not here to talk about how long you should breastfeed or not.
Nope.
We're not going to have these discussions in our Facebook group. We're not here for that.
Nope.
We're to say that it's Emily's fucking choice.
It causes violence.
Yes. Emily can do what she wants to do.
Anyway, did you notice?
You're going to be upset.
Did you notice the one thing? It was a weird thing. It's a cultural thing, too. When they were talking, he's like, are you going to get up? You going to get upset and cry when I get here? Because you're very emotional like that. I'm like, he hasn't seen you for 2 years.
Yeah, come on.
I think he was doing that because he was on TV and he didn't know what to say, but it was a weird thing to say.
It's a weird thing to say. So let's talk about the dinner. First of all, Coben is in this little, like...
Coben.
I think Coben. Emily loves the gays, y'all, because he's wearing a cute little rainbow shirt, and I enjoyed that. That kid is cute.
Anyway, so the parents are being shady, and so is the sister.
The sister Madeline, and so Emily's like, "Yeah, I'm excited. He's coming." And the dad says, "Finally, the guy I'm gonna be with for the rest of my life."
Now, I think this is funny, but it's oddly realistic the way they're talking about it. The dad said,
"They don't know how this is gonna go at all." No. They don't know him at all.
And it's not, and the thing about it is, it's not like, well.
And he said, she's the wildest child and her track record is not good.
And it's not the normal American kind of table talk of, well, how do you know he's just here to get a green card? We don't hear that at all. We don't hear anything, well, from Africa, who knows what. We don't hear any of that. This is the parents saying, this is a rational problem to have. We don't know who he is.
We don't.
And he is coming to stay with us. And the dad says, I'm not going to be really happy until I know he can support you and my grandson. And did you get this? They live in a house with one bathroom.
Oh, I didn't get that.
And 5 adults and a toddler.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
What?
That's a lot. That's not going to
happen. How did you live with one bathroom? My mother almost killed my father until she got her own bathroom.
She has her own bathroom?
Yes. That was after we moved out of the house.
She made him go to your bathroom?
No, he has his own bathroom now. She has her own tub area. She's
they
so
built
much
apart. Oh. Yeah, for some people, your own bathroom is a good. Some people can share, but yeah.
No.
It saved marriages.
According to my mother, get yourself another bathroom.
No, I think it's a good advice for a lot of couples.
Yep. If you can do it, swing
it. You can do it, or at least at minimum a double vanity with a toilet in its own room.
Right. Oh, by far.
By far.
So, anyway, also the mom looks to be our age. And her mom is gorgeous.
I think Emily is really pretty. I think
her sister's pretty.
The dad's hands, it's a gorgeous fit, but the mom is fucking
gorgeous.
Yeah.
And the mom, there's one point where the father's like, we don't really know what's going to happen. The mom just goes, It's just like the hurt just washes over her.
They're y'all because they've gone somewhere and had to pick up Emily this at like 4 a.m.
This is probably you're right. This is the next in a long line of things they've had to do for her.
And so that's what they're talking about.
She is their wildest child.
If
as
the
they
baby
say.
Wasn't here, would he still be coming? I want to say he would because they did get engaged before she was pregnant.
Right.
So they were planning on getting married.
I do want to say this. What's really interesting is the parents say, and I thought this was wildly either progressive or maybe they just don't want him to come over there and live with them. It's like, who says you have to get married?
So I took that as it's okay to say. They kind of kept talking about it, but I also wanted to say, you know what though? It's done. She had his baby.
Right.
Like, they're already too deep in this. They have a 2-year-old baby they've talked to.
No.
He's bonded.
But I'm saying it's different. They're okay with that. They just don't want their daughter to be attached to him,
but
marriage wise.
But how can he get over here then?
That's what I'm
saying. So it's kind of like the thing of like, they talk about this a little bit, and it's a valid thing when they talk about what's it going to – go ahead.
I also think that they were saying – this is maybe just me rationalizing too much because the father seemed such a rational person. He's like maybe he was giving her an out to say, it's okay with us if you don't get married. That's what it felt. But we won't judge you. We're not upset about that.
I think that's all great. But and maybe that's the way they meant it. I kind of took it as kind of like, y'all,
a last ditch effort.
It's too late. How is she going to? Because look, so far they seem to love each other. They seem to get along.
Yep.
No, we don't see anything like.
We haven't seen any of them together except for one phone call,
and they haven't lived together. So, but everything seems like just like I kind of looked at it as like, this isn't just a couple who lives out of state and he can come see his kid or move to a different state.
No, it's true.
They've got to get married. It's kind of the same thing of like they, and it's like they want to bring it up to tell her, to convince her not, they bring up that basically like he's going to feel like an outsider there because
right.
there's no black people hardly in Salina, Kansas. Even people online.
Also, mother said that about my marriage.
Yeah. And I know people online have been like, that's not fair here for him to come.
Yeah.
I don't think that's an issue. And I think if we're talking about that, it's too late.
Yep.
They have a 2-year-old child. They both agreed to have sex without birth control. I don't care if you're a black man having to move to Kansas. I don't care if you're a young mother trying to figure out. You both decided to make a baby,
right.
be fucking adults, and live where you have to live to get over here to be with your child. And then you
right.
can move to a place that you both love. That's fucking life. And to me, I feel like the privilege that they both get, that they have a supportive parent family where they can go live with, yet there's people that are single mothers, single fathers that are struggling. I'm just like, people that are getting caught up with that, I'm like, no, they have a kid. They got to move. Like, come on. The milk has been spilt. Literally, it got spilt inside her in a shower and they had a baby.
Well, I think they're trying to basically I think they're trying to tell her that they're trying to say this is your responsibility to your child. This is
yes.
how we're trying to. I think they've seen her get wrapped up with guys.
Yes.
So
yes.
this is that I think a lot of them, I think they're trying to prevent her thinking a romantic relationship in her mind. Because
yeah.
they were only together for like 4 weeks.
Yes. I think what I just felt it was a little bit, I know you're trying to say you can't get married, but again, they weren't thinking it through because
right.
that's not fair to him. He's a father.
I agree, but they have no allegiance to their daughter's, the father of their daughter, daughter's
And
child.
I have a problem with that. I would, unless they were a terrible person, if my daughter had a child, I would feel allegiance to my grandchild that they have a relationship
yeah.
with both of their parents.
That's interesting because I don't know if I would have that strong of an allegiance.
But because I would be thinking about my daughter first.
I wouldn't. I would be thinking about my grandchild.
Interesting.
But I don't think either one's bad, actually. Well, I think
also,
it's interesting how
I don't think they know him. So there is no connection.
We're also gay men who aren't ever going to have kids.
Right.
So, but yeah.
But it's interesting because they're obviously, they have her best interest only.
I wonder, he's going to come there. We see that he's coming. So that's why I'm interested in this storyline, because they do seem like reasonable people. They don't
the parents?
Seem yes very reasonable. So depending on how he behaves, it'd be interesting to see how the family, not y'all, normally this isn't just how they're gonna react, it's how does he fit in with the whole family,
right? Yeah.
If this was 1984, they would make a very inappropriate sitcom about this show.
Here comes Kobe.
Here comes Kobe. Yeah, that's what they would call it. They fucked in a shower. Now he's here. It's a baby in Kansas. Oh, my dear. It's Kobe. Kobe is alive now.
Cameroon. The last bit, the dad kind of says, you better not get pregnant. And she's like, I know. I have birth control. I just haven't taken it yet.
And so that's what we don't realize.
This is so frustrating.
In the trailer, we saw them find out they got pregnant. We thought it was their first baby. We didn't know they're having another baby.
See, this is where...
Because they're both fucking kids.
This is where...
Mom's going to...
No, no, no. I mean, she is 29.
But I mean, emotionally, they're both fucking kids.
Doesn't matter.
And that beautiful mother is going to have to raise those babies.
Doesn't matter.
And they knew it when they sat down from this dinner.
Wrap it up. Wrap it up or take
Wrap
a pill.
It up!
And that's the thing. I think the parents know this girl.
Yeah.
I trust the parents saying they're trying to talk her out of anything. And I think they know also how she gets around men.
Mm-hmm.
And how she's, they can only say what of the people she's chosen before. So they're trying to neutralize anything they can.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's bad on them, but I only see that as them trying to do their best.
I think Emily and probably Kobe aren't trying to do their best right now because
no.
they're getting pregnant. But I also think that they're, you know,
what?
They're watching out for their daughter, but they don't know this guy. Maybe, who knows? Maybe the father becomes the best advocate of responsibility.
True.
Probably not.
What do you think about her saying this was thrown away at the end? And I was like, wait. When he's like, yeah, he's really good. You know, he just like invested in a cafe like 3 months ago. And the father just went,
huh?
When he knew he would come here? And she goes, yeah. Yeah, that's right. And the dad's like, you don't think that's weird? She's like, well, he's not good with money either. It's like, that's what I'm saying. No wonder the parents are like seeing red flags with this.
Oh, yeah.
So that's where it would be me. I'm like, I got to protect my daughter.
No, agree, but that's still not, still my best interest would be for the grandchild, for sure, to have both parents in their life.
So you would suggest marrying him?
I would suggest making sure the father can get over here to be with his child, if that's what he wants, to have the child in his life. And if that's marriage, and that's the only way to do it, then... And they're going through with
but,
it. I wouldn't talk my child into getting married. That's what I'm saying.
That's what
she already wants to get married.
Right. But
so it's too late. They've already been engaged.
Right.
They're already getting married. So for you saying they're saying at the 11th hour, you know, you don't have to get
right,
married.
Right.
I'm
no,
like,
I see
too
that.
Deep
I'm
in
just
it.
Seeing. I think what I'm saying is if that would happen, they'd have to choose the wishes of someone else over their daughter's wishes. To get married. They had to put someone else over their daughter.
I think that unless Kobe comes over here, he's just a horrible, abusive human being.
Right.
If he's just a good guy who's also emotionally 19 as well,
right.
I do feel like it is my duty to have an interest for my kid, but to also make, more importantly, it's not about my kid anymore. It's about my grandkid and what I think is the best thing for my grandchild.
I think we just have to disagree on that one.
Yeah,
I think it's got to be.
I don't think there's one right or wrong way to do
yeah.
it. I think there's people go about that different ways, but that's how I would go about it.
But I think it's interesting because they don't know him. Like they keep saying.
They don't, yeah.
And so I think it's a big deal. It's a big ask to have this stranger come into their house.
Yeah. But to use your point, though, but they know her. And they know she doesn't follow through with anything.
So, and they also know her that she chooses bad relationships.
But they don't know him yet. I would look at...
No,
maybe he's just like the guy that's in prison, or maybe he's not.
They're in an unwinnable situation here.
100%.
Yeah, I agree.
Y'all, that mom's going to be taking care of the babies.
Y'all, the mom's face is just going to get sadder and sadder as the season sadder. Goes.
And Madeline's going to go off to grad school and leave Celina and say...
and become a lawyer.
And become a lawyer and say, fuck this shit.
And marry another lawyer.
And marry another lawyer. That's what's going to happen.
And Emily will still be nannying.
Yeah. She's nannying. Yeah. Like, it's just... Because she said...
wrap it up!
She said...
wrap it up!
College wasn't important to me when you can go off and do stuff, so... did she ever graduate college? I 100% bet she dropped out of college.
I don't know.
Now there's anything wrong, but I'm just saying it's a legacy of not following through.
Wrap it up.
And
if they won't wrap it up, don't fuck them.
Don't fuck them. Or take a pill. Do whatever you need to do.
Protect your body.
There are... no matter what it is, there is something out there, whether it's a female condom or whatever, there's something you can always
carry use. Carry a dental dam.
Plan B, whatever. There are many options, at least in our country. I'm sure in other, and sadly.
Or if you're gay, you can be on PrEP.
Can't get a lot of free condoms in Ardmore, though. But the thing is, but she was traveling, so it's not like she's a teenager in the middle of Celina, Kansas, that had a terrible sex ed program and can't get access to anything. She was world traveling in China.
Yeah.
Girl, you know better.
Yeah.
And at the time, she was 27? 28? Yeah. 27.
Yeah. Not 22.
Y'all, by the time you're 27, you've taken enough antibiotics to know you need to wrap it up. Baby or not.
It's just... I just, oh, y'all, that's the show.
I'm thoroughly excited to see where these two go. I think they're going to be one of the most interesting couples for me to watch, at least.
Yeah.
Because it's at least real. We're not in a fake home goods house.
Yep, I agree.
All right, everybody. Next episode, we're going to be talking about Kara.
Kara and Guillermo.
And Guillermo. Ooh. They're a beautiful couple.
He's young. He's legal, though. Cringe. And brown. Stop!
Yeah.
She's a woohoo girl, too.
She is a woohoo girl. I will say
she looks like Catherine from Southern Charm. You're right.
She does remind me of Catherine. She also kind of looks like... Is it Isla Fisher, the actress?
A little.
I will say this, and I'm going to say this about... I'm just going to say this now. She has maybe some of the most flawless, perfect makeup of anybody on 90
Really?
Days. Her makeup application is fantastic.
Good for her.
But y'all, if you're a redhead and you want to know what colors to use, look at Kara.
I'm going to also say that Guillermo's got a big dick.
Oh, yeah. Dicky, 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 dicky.
She's right about those lips, too. Oh, those are some nice
those
lips.
Those are some nice.
Those are some nice, fun pillows.
And then we're also going to be talking about Jabri and... Miona. Miona.
Otherwise known as Blake and Jasmine.
Yep.
Version 2.0.
Oh my God. Yes. It is 100% Blake and Jasmine 2.0.
And I'm going to have a hard time keeping a straight face by talking about, and talk about parents also who are the MVPs.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
His mom and stepdad.
Oh, his mom. Ooh. She's a new 90 day hero.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. You know the drill. Go to our website where you can find all information about us. We will be announcing tour dates soon.
Promise.
Promise. Come at us on Instagram or at TikTok. Follow us at Reality Gaze or on the Twitter where you can see our memes. I'm sure we're going to have memes coming out about this season of 90 Day Fiancé. Also, lastly, we call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love and all the wrong places, poops. All the wrong places.
I just looked at something wrong. Crap. Oh, I know what it is. And if you are just thinking, you're like, you know what name sounds really cute? Coben.
Don't do it. Don't do it. You know, poll your friends.
You know what?
Poll your friends. You need better friends if you name your kid Coben.
Poll your friends.
And call us.
And call us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.